So, would you like to learn how to perform the best factory sourcing in China? And would you like to know what is one of the most important criteria for sourcing? Hi, my name is Lilian. Welcome to our new video, The Best Way to Get Real Bad Quality from Your China Factory. Yes, I know it's not a very good title. I really want to thank you for watching this video, and I hope that you learn valuable tips for your business. For those who don't know me, I'm the founder and CEO of Amazing Quality Control Limited, problem solver and expert for quality inspections and supplier management services in China and Asia. What are you going to learn today? Today you're going to learn the key criteria if you want to choose the best possible factory in China. So please allow me to share first a story, which is a true story. So we had this new US customer, he sent me an email one day saying that he had this huge $1 million orders that he placed to his usual China factory. And he received already a third of the quantity of the order in his US warehouse. And surprise, surprise, when he opened the cartons, he found out that half of the third was defective. And he was very nervous. This order was a big one for him. His business was in jeopardy if he was delivering this kind of product to his customers. So, he said to me, we would need you to go to the factory, check thoroughly the remaining of the goods and, understand why we had so many defects for the first shipment. And, I didn't tell him at that time, but, I had my idea about the why. And sure enough, went to the factory, started to look around. It was a mid-sized factory, I would say normal China factory, which was not the problem. But we also confirmed that, factory did not have a quality control system. So you just heard the big secrets. And this is so basic, so obvious, so simple. Yet Western customers are not aware that today at least 50% of China factory, especially the small and mid-sized ones, don't have any internal quality control system. So how can you require good quality from your supplier if you choose one with no quality control system to begin with? So when you start doing your China sourcing, do not only start by asking a price. You should be first asking, do you have a quality control system? I mean, you can get the cheapest price in the world, but then you might get the worst quality product ever. And next, if your supplier says, yes, we have, and 99% of the time, he will tell you they have a quality control system, do not trust him. Ask for proof, documents, procedures, reports. They should have a system with incoming materials or outsource part quality check, inline quality check, and production end checks. They should have a document showing their quality guidelines or procedures. They should have quality check reports. If they are unable to provide anything, then you need to move on to the next potential supplier. So, my advice is start practicing that important sourcing technique. contact your potential China supplier and ask them if they have a quality system, and so to send you documents about their quality policy, so guidelines, quality department charts, stage of quality controls, and also some quality control reports. Even if they say it is only in Chinese, well, it does not matter. You know, you can still use Google Translate, for example, and check the content. Then you'll have an idea whether you have a reliable supplier or not. And I strongly encourage you to ask the same question to your current suppliers. Contact them and ask them about their quality control system documents. In any case, it will enable you to know more about your suppliers. So I hope today's video is useful for you. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer you. So you can connect on LinkedIn or by email. Our time's up for today. Thank you again for watching this video, and see you next time.